spoke confidently about the mathematics of self-sacrifice among ants, about the hidden logic of courtship among birds, but about human behavior they spoke conjecturally, if at all. Even the two epoch-marking books that synthesized and publicized the new ideas, E.O. Wilson's Sociobiology, 1975, and Richard Dawkins' The Selfish Gene, 1976, said relatively little about humans. Dawkins steered almost entirely clear of the subject, and Wilson confined his discussion of our species to a final, slender, admittedly speculative chapter, 28 pages out of 575. Since the mid-1970s, the human angle has gotten much clearer. A small but growing group of scholars has taken what Wilson called the new synthesis and carried it into the social sciences with the aim of overhauling them. These scholars have applied the new, improved Darwinian theory to the human species and then tested their applications with freshly gathered data. And along with their inevitable failures, they have had great success. Though they still consider themselves an embattled minority, an identity they seem sometimes to secretly enjoy, signs of their rising stature are clear.